For many, September means school days, a new beginning. If you're a new teacher, you will most assuredly get lots of advice from friends to get you through trying times as you teach reading, writing, and arithmetic. And if they suggest, quote, be acquainted with dancing, boxing, playing the fiddle, and small sword and cards, unquote, you will have traveled back in time to the 1700s. The quote is from a letter included in a journal kept by Philip Vickers Fithian from 1773 to 1774, documenting his life as a live-in plantation tutor at Robert Carter III's Nominee Hall, and the letter was to John Peck, a former Princeton classmate who Fithian recommended to become tutor when he, Fithian, left. The pupils, two of Carter's sons, one nephew, and all his daughters. What was he teaching? Quote, grammatical exercises, Latin grammar, English grammar, writing and ciphering, in other words, reading, writing, and arithmetic. The dancing, boxing, playing the fiddle, and using the small sword, well, that was left to other visiting teachers. Fithian's letter to John Peck was full of advice, from how to behave in church, how to contribute to after-church conversations, to dinner table talk, and how not to contribute. And the latter was because the dinner table was the place where the who's who of Northern Neck gentry, including Mr. Washington and many of the Lee boys, might gather for dinner, and it was a primary source of informal education for Fithian. It was eclectic and knowledgeable, and might roam from philosophy, science, and astronomy to marriage and widowhood and politics and war. One can imagine the excitement of the conversation, since Fithian's year at the plantation was a year filled with extraordinary happenings and political decisions that became centerpieces of table talk. And so Fithian felt it important to impart this admonition to his friend. You come here, it is true, with an intention to teach, but you ought likewise to have an inclination to learn the many things which, in later life, will do you singular service. And what other tips did Mr. Fithian impart to his successor, Mr. Peck? Herewith a most interesting one, quote, that you abstain totally from women, unquote. Well, I've recently discovered that Mr. Peck did not heed that admonition, and I'll tell you all about Mr. Peck's amazing adventures on my next commentary. This is Thea Marshall.